This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
This is a dangerous virus which can attack every system in the body.
With the world nearing 55 million total COVID-19 infections, including over 1.3 million deaths, the head of the World Health Organization says countries that are not taking aggressive actions to control the spread of the virus are disregarding the magnitude of the crisis.
Those countries that are letting the virus run unchecked are playing with fire.
Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus expressed concern about the rapidly growing numbers of new cases across the globe during a news conference yesterday from the agency's headquarters in Geneva.
First, there will be further needless deaths and suffering. Second, as we featured 2 weeks ago in a press conference, we're seeing a significant number of people experiencing long-term effects of the virus.
Dr. Tedros welcomed the news from U.S.-based drug maker Moderna that its potential coronavirus vaccine was found to be nearly 95% effective, but said the world could not be lulled into complacency. A top Georgia official says Senator Lindsey Graham asked him about tossing ballots. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Georgia's Secretary of State, Republican Brad Raffensperger, said Monday U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham asked him if he had the power to reject certain absentee ballots. In comments to the Washington Post, Raffensperger said he interpreted Graham's question as a suggestion to toss out legally cast votes. Nearly 5 million votes were cast in Georgia in the presidential election. Democrat Joe Biden leads President Donald Trump by about 14,000 votes. Election officials across Georgia are conducting a hand recount of votes in the presidential race. Asked Monday about Raffensperger's comments, Graham said, "That's ridiculous." Mike?
This is VOA News. Meanwhile, in his toughest remarks yet on President Trump's failure to acknowledge an election loss, President-elect Joe Biden is warning more people may die if the Trump administration keeps refusing to coordinate with his team on the virus pandemic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this report.
Biden says it's great that two prospective vaccines are showing promise in fighting the virus, but
it's of little use until you're vaccinated.
He's blasting the president for not allowing the Biden transition team access to plans for distributing the vaccine to all Americans.
It's a huge, huge, huge undertaking.
And says if his team has to wait until it takes office,
it puts us behind over a month, month and a half.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
SpaceX's newly launched capsule with four astronauts arrived Monday at the International Space Station, their new home until spring. The Dragon capsule pulled up and docked late Monday night following a 27-hour completely automated flight from NASA's Kennedy Space Center. Now, this is the second astronaut mission for SpaceX, but it's the first time Elon Musk's company delivered a crew for a full half-year station stay. The two-pilot test flight earlier this year lasted 2 months. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is warning President Trump yesterday against accelerating troop reductions in Afghanistan and Iraq, saying it would be disastrous. The Senate leader says reports that Mr. Trump plans to announce within days sharp cuts to U.S. forces in both countries would be abandoning partners. A new FBI report says hate crimes from last year reached the highest level in more than a decade. AP's Ed Donahue has this.
FBI report says hate crimes last year reached the highest level in more than a decade. Hate-motivated killings in 2019 reached the highest number since the FBI started keeping records in the 90s. 51 people died, including 22 killed in a shooting targeting Mexicans at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. The report shows an increase in religion-based hate crimes as well as anti-Hispanic hate crimes. Crimes based on a person's sexual orientation stayed relatively stable. Crimes against African Americans dropped slightly. Critics have long warned the data may be incomplete. Some police departments don't submit hate crime information to the FBI. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Ethiopia's prime minister says the final and crucial military operation will launch in the coming days against the government of the country's rebellious northern Tigray region. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, in a social media post, says a 3-day deadline given to the region's leaders and special forces has expired today. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News. Hits.